there's a hidden feature on Facebook that allows you to view emails that you haven't yet been able to see or were notified of, and this is commonly because they are archived away or filtered out by Facebook's algorithm of people that you probably don't normally talk to. I recently came in contact with a email. I came in contact. I make it sound like it's an alien or something. My apologies. No, I received an email from somebody that's either a YouTuber, blogger, videographer, something like that, on that does like Christian stories and everything. Now, I've been on the page and some of it looks really creepy, so maybe I'll address some of those in an episode, but I wanted to address this email first, and I want her to know that I'm not a crazy weird person or a mean troll or anything like that. I'm not doing this just for a kick because I don't believe it. Now, I also don't have reason to believe, so it's not that it's there. Someone's telling me that it's true, and I know it's true, and then I go, I don't believe it. I'm not doing that. That's like saying I don't believe in gravity, yet I can show the effects of gravity or motion of gravity, however it works. So I wanted to read this through, and I've only read this once all the way through very somewhat thoroughly, and I'm just going to give an honest reply to some of this stuff, and I don't want it to come off as rude or inappropriate. So I'm hoping this medium, using a podcast as I have, is okay, and because I haven't talked with this person yet, but this is going to be my response in a more personable way. And I thought this would be a bit more appropriate than some other method. So it starts out as, I saw a comment on a post today, and I apologize, I'm not trying to be a jerk or weird, but I felt I was to leave you this. It was a response to you about whether or not Jesus is real, as follows. Adam, the book of Josephus. Ancient scrolls that are authenticated and dated have been carefully kept archaeological findings, and the biggest proof, the fact that you are here in this world and wake up every day with another chance to repent and believe. So real quick, just to go on Josephus. Josephus was around much later after the death of Christ. So that means that he didn't have any eyes on recollection of the event anyways, and thus doesn't provide any actual evidence of anything. It's still just a mention of it years later. Now, the important documents that we need to be the ones that were around in the existence of Christ during those times that corroborate his existence, not the ones after that can also mention a Jesus or a, you know, God of any kind. And this is what happens ever since then. So no one has any information of the event during the event, and that's what's important. How many people actually awake and even consider their heart is still beating, or they have breath in their lungs? Every day is another day to get it right. Well, there's not too much to debate there. The only thing is that it's not luck that you have every other day as a sign of divinity or anything, that you have another day to get right. I mean, yeah, you could kick off in the middle of the night or something like that. That could happen. But here's the thing. It's about survival. And our race has survived over thousands of years. Thousands. Not just 6,000. I mean, like, probably hundreds of thousands. Technically, Homo sapiens have been around 50,000 years. And other hominids have been around 200,000 years. So it's a matter of survival. We have gotten here because we've gotten strong and immune to other diseases and bacterias that plague to take us out, really. So it's not a divine luck. And I mean, you can attribute to that and you can make it poetic and it sounds great. That's cool. I could agree with that. How many people actually awake and even consider their heart is still beating, or they have breath in their lungs? Every day is another day to get it right. Oh, I already read that. I see you here, you trolling, and I don't normally respond to trolling, but you're a human being with a bitterness and unforgiveness for some reason. You don't have faith because you have been let down, rejected, and hurt. You trust hardly anyone. been let down way too many times. Came to the conclusion there's no God. You've thought to yourself, how could there be after all this that I've endured? The loss, the pain, the hardship, no God would allow that. So I don't usually appreciate people telling me how I feel or what I feel or how what must have happened to me in order for me to get to this point of not believing in God. Well, I have been a believer for over 20, 25 years. I'm currently in my 30s. So I have gotten to a point, this was back in August, I wanted to prove why I believe the Bible, and it does have evidence behind it because I started learning the scientific method and how information comes in to be about as true in our world, and that is through the scientific method of testable, provable, evidential evidence that is goes through a rigorous peer review process, right? So I applied that to the Bible. I started seeing things because I am studying psychology and will be holding a master's in psychology here in April. But what I started to learn is that there are sort of some like parallels to psychology in the Bible. Abraham wanted to kill his son because he heard voices, schizophrenia. Jesus was casting demons out of people that were mentally weird, and that's a mental illness, something he wasn't aware of. Or I also base it off the miracles that Jesus performed, that he could cure illness, deafness, blindness, but he couldn't bring back limbs. And then I looked up some other things. Would Mary really have been a virgin? Is it possible? Well, without a male chromosome, and this goes to get in our laws of physics, okay? Within our laws of physics, you cannot have a male unless there is a male genome present. So all she could have had was a girl if it was through parthenogenesis. I can't remember how to pronounce that. It's so hard. But anyways, so through that process, Mary could have only had a girl, and Jesus would have been the first transgender or something, you know, by that technicality. So I applied all this, and I found that there's no evidence to support it, and it took me about a month to foil every belief I had about the Bible. And then I started to really read it, and I started to find things that I never knew was in our Bible. I never knew that if a man paid 50 shekels to the woman he just raped or defiled, then he would then be able to marry her, and she would have to marry her assailant. Now, that's not very moral. So, yeah, I found these things in there that just didn't make sense. Or how about this? Okay, so the other stories. We got Jonah and the whale. Well, if a whale was big enough, baleen whales only have a throat a few inches wide, so we couldn't fit in even if we got swallowed up by them. And the other whales have teeth, and they chew their food before they swallow it, and we'd have to get past that. So there's no way we could hide in the belly of a whale, not to mention the stomach acids that would literally disintegrate us within hours because their stomach acid is very strong. Not to mention, there's no oxygen in a whale or a fish underwater. Not a single one. And their lungs aren't big enough to hold us either. It just wouldn't be possible. The whale would die, we would die. So there's no possible way for that story to be true. Now we got Noah's Ark. That's another one. We also, there's no amount of water that could have been on the earth or could have gone somewhere or anything that could have even covered all of the mountains. If at anything, they said it would cover about the neck of Liberty, the Statue of Liberty. And that's if all the ice caps melted. So, yeah, there's that one. But there's just many things that were in there that I just don't believe. So I was never hurt. I was never let down. I did have, like, you know, I never got the opportunities in church. Like, apparently I was never as holy as everybody else, or I didn't show it. I had a pastor come up to me and when I was a worship leader in youth group, and he's like, "You're not raising your hands. Why aren't you raising your hands to God and showing how worthy he is and how glorified he is?" And I said, "Well, is my relationship with him about what others perceive of it, or is it about me and him?" I didn't get many favors in church after that. I got shunned pretty well because I started to question God in their perspective. So in a way I was hurt, but that is not why I decided not to believe in God. Why I found other information that opposes that. So that's not why. You also said, and this is, I'm going to start directing this towards her now. Her name is Christina, by the way, and she does have a pretty cool YouTube page. So if you do find it, I will tell you what it is at the end. "There are some other things I sense, deep things stored up in your heart and thoughts." Well, I don't have anything stored up there. There's nothing deep. It's really just science and history and knowledge. And when you test it and you question it, you could have the same thing too. So, Christina, you go on to say, "Adam, God wants me to tell you today, and you may reject it now, but it's going to come again. He has always been there. He has cried right along with you and that thing that happened." Well, this is implying again that you think something happened and nothing did. So, you know, I don't know if I should really address that. "The worst thing, you know, he was there with you, but you didn't believe and you were angry and so couldn't feel his presence or hear his voice. So hear it now. He is always there. Well, now you just made his voice on behalf of your voice, and that really isn't his voice at all either. You just think that's what it is. Now, I'm not trying to be mean, and I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything in response to that, but that's what it is. That wasn't God. That wasn't anything. Because if God were going to speak to me, he would do it in a way that didn't use any other means but himself, as he did if supposedly he created the universe. That's why it's like he can create all the things in the universe, but he can't create any of the things men can. And the Bible was God-inspired, not God-written. It wasn't God using other people as a tool. It was people that thought of God in inspiration and wondered, what would he have thought? What would he have done? If there was a God, what would it sound like? What would it be like? That's what people wrote. And there's a theory that it was the Flavian family, Josephus and Roman, like, I think it's like Roman, the Flavians? I don't remember. Anyways, I put it on my Facebook page. Check it out. They wrote it for war. Like, they wrote the Bible and everything to win over this war thing. And I don't know. It's just weird. But it's on there. Look it up. She goes on to say that we live in a wicked world where death, tragedy, abuse, and heartache and sorrow and loss occur. It is a part of life. The only thing we are promised, my friend, is eternal life and perfection in heaven someday through Jesus Christ. It isn't a wicked world. It is a world with bad and terrible things in it, but that is a result of human nature. All of nature has some sort of circle of life to it, which has good and bad. And through religion, when everybody can reduce their responsibility or diffuse it to something else, then you have radicals. And you have people that are willing to do things because their God is telling them to. Because coincidentally, God coincides with their emotions and their feelings of how they, you know, react to something. So it has nothing to do with God. Because God, if he was almighty and all creation, he wouldn't allow suffering. But he does. Even the God of the Bible allows a lot of suffering. And is very unjust and immoral. I mean, there's just so many verses, and if you pick and choose which ones you keep and which ones you don't, you're cherry picking. You're doing exactly what Constantine did when he first allowed there was like 150 different gospels, and only 30 something made it into the book. 46? I don't know, something like that. So, yeah. No, it was already cherry picked from the beginning. I guess pick and choose. The Bible has to evolve, but it's the same word today, yesterday, and forever, right? He has revealed himself to you in many ways, but you've rejected it because you've been bitter and angry about some things, particularly one thing. Well, let's get something straight. I'm not bitter about anything. I'm very upset that I've been scammed by a religion that isn't true, has no evidence to back it up, and I was told I had to devote most of my life to it. I also found that I have been treated the worst by family and other Christians because I found information that says it's not true. Because if it was, it would be the information of what makes it true would be just as obvious as what makes it false, right? Like every other religion that claims the same damn things. I am the one true God above all gods. I died. I sacrificed myself for your sins. I am the only one that can do that for all sins. Believe in me and have eternity in the afterlife. I mean, all of them believe the same things. Actually, there was more than one person that actually died, was born around Christmas. So Jesus wasn't the only one. There were others. You go on to say, he is giving you this opportunity today to let go of it. He knows it's hard. Let go and give it a shot. If you trust him, he is going to reveal himself in a really awesome way to you, and all your hurts and pains will be healed, and you will use those things to help others and be a blessing. No. Here's the thing. I don't need to believe in order to believe. That is a logical fallacy. If he wants to present himself and show himself that he is real, he can do it without me believing first. If I get to heaven and everyone says, oh, you will be judged. If I get to heaven and he has failed to do so, I will hold him accountable. Why? Because that's what you do. You elect a God and a leader. You do not follow blindly and worship them just out of fear that they can smite you. Let them smite me. And I will only prove my point more than anyone else trying to prove theirs. Then she goes on to say, please consider I never ever respond to people who troll, really. I may have a few times, if any, but I was moved to leave you this message, and I'm really tired. It's late. Autocorrect. Yeah, I know autocorrect's a pain. But this is what was spoken to me for you, and I'm just obeying. That's a little weird. I mean, if God's really speaking to you, then what do we know? What does he tell you that can make himself believable to the unbelieving? Something irrefutable, something that we can test, measure, or find evidence of. Why won't God tell somebody what that is? You go on to say, God wants to bind up your wounds and heal your broken heart and raise you up mightily. He will set your feet upon a rock and remove you from the sinking sand. Okay. I don't know exactly what you mean by that. I get the idea, but I think it's just poetry right there. And you know firsthand, I don't know you, but there is something you know that I don't. You are truly blessed to be here this day. It was God who spared you and gave you life and sustained you. Have you ever thanked him? Now is time to do so. So I'm supposed to thank a God that I've never met, never seen, have no evidence of, and to thank him for not smiting me. That's like the abusive father. And some people say it's like the abusive husband. I like to say it's the abusive father because that's what my father did. He beat me every day, and if he didn't beat me that day, I was supposed to thank him for that. Oh, be glad I didn't whoop your ass today, he'd say. You know, followed by a bunch of other name-calling things. And I had to keep going back to my abuser. Every other weekend. It was a hard life. Same guy who also got me put in juvie. over a little spat with my sister. All because of a custody battle. He wanted custody of us at that time, so he didn't have to pay child support. Because he believed my mom was an evil, mean person or something. Where was God when that was happening? He doesn't exist. That's why those things happen. He can't change hearts. He doesn't. He hardened the pharaohs just to prove a point. Just so that he could, what, kill the firstborn sons? Gee, that makes a lot of sense. Very moral of that guy to be playing games with everybody. Funny how it coincides and goes along the lines of other people having little spats with other people. He said, think about it. Okay, I've planted the seed at least, if nothing else. Well, you can say you planted a seed. It's already been planted when I was 5 or 6, okay? I was indoctrinated. I was brought in. I was a Christian guy, and I lived most of my life Christianly. I also was like, it's more about a belief than actual religion or practice. And actually, you know what? It's not. That's all just interpretation. It is about the religion. There is no relationship with God. You can't have a relationship with something that you can't see, feel, touch, hear, sense, or test, measure, or prove by any other means than personal experience. And personal experience is not a provable method. And neither is belief. Neither is faith. Faith is actually the ignorance of proof and evidence. It's a complete absence of it. So if you absolutely know God, you can also have faith in him. It cancels it out. It's a fallacy right from the beginning. You go on to say, oh, and I need to tell you with meaning deeply. God really, really does love you, and he does care for you. Please don't blame him anymore. He came to give you life, and more abundantly, the bad stuff is a result of sin and evil in this world. God bless you, my friend. So, okay, sin, just a kind of a little quick quid bit on that. Sin doesn't cover everything. Sin is also unobtainable to not commit sin. It also has to deal with thought police and takes away free thinking. So if we go about the morals of, or laws of sin, which everyone claims is missing the mark, but is actually a transgression against God in anything that he is displeased with, because that is consistent with the Bible, there are many things that we would think is missing the mark morality-wise, but is not covered by sin. So the reason why there are bad things in the world is because people are capable of it, because there's no contract holding or binding anyone to not committing a bad act, and there's none committing them to only commit good acts, because it's perceptual. Put a man in a box, can he be evil or bad? Or can he be good and not evil? I didn't say that right. But anyways, put a man in a box, can he do anything to anybody but himself? And is that sin? Probably not. I mean, maybe there's a scenario, but I haven't been able to really find one. So it's perceived. You put another person in the box, now we can start debating whether or not someone's behaving in terms of harm to someone else or in favor of someone else and their benefit. So build them up. I'm also told that, how do you know your purpose and meaning in life if you don't have God? Well, because you can help other people, or you can choose not to. And neither is right or wrong. But if you want help from others, you're more inclined to likely help them so that you also receive help in any, you know, form or nature. So you said you're sorry for messaging when you didn't know me, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. I was a little freaked out that you went a little far into my page. I don't know how far. Well, maybe I have it written that I do tattoos. I don't know how far you went in, but I probably do. It's probably in my description. Yeah, I used to do tattoos in 2014. From 2011 to 2014, I was doing tattoos. I stopped when I just had a very terrible experience, horrible breakup. and I don't want to work outside of a shop, and I haven't been able to get into one, and everyone's really picky in that area, and I find I just manage better than I do actually doing tattoos. I still do really good tattoos, but I'd rather just manage, do one here and there, and have fun getting them. You know what I mean? I was going to try to do it as a career. It's such a hard one to get into, and people are not that nice. They think they are, but they're not. And it kind of falls along the lines of religion, where there's a certain criteria, and if you don't behave a certain way, then they don't like it, blah, 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 blah. So I know I said blah, 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 blah. Sue me. I'm just kidding. Anyways, and yeah, home tattoos suck. But I was a home tattoo artist as well, so, I mean, it does take some skill. Not anyone that can just pick up a machine and ink can start being a pro or anything like that. It does take time. I have some really shitty tattoos on my leg. All right, so you mentioned some things on here, and it goes along the lines of a post I did about relationships, and I won't put your business out there. But this is my, you know, area of study, which is psychology. And there are very many toxic people in life, and I know that God says to forgive, and that we want to be that God, you know, we know that that power has got to be there, that he can change hearts, change lives, right? Well, sometimes it's okay to take those toxic people out of our life, to take a break, or even to completely sever the relationship. And that's healthy, because we need to be who we are for ourselves. If we are not whole, we are relying on the other person to make us whole. And that is not a relationship. That's not two people becoming one. That is one person becoming a half, one half. Or one person becoming one, if you're both halves, if you're both damaged. And I don't mean damage in the negative sense, just in terms of numerology. So I do appreciate that you found that, and you probably thought that a little bit interesting. It's hard sometimes to find out these things and to learn these things, because God had put such boundaries and rules on things that don't really benefit a relationship, and actually don't even say much of one. It talks about how women aren't even supposed to speak up about religious views or what they think or anything. That if a woman grabs a man by the groin and squeezes profusely, they are to be killed or have their hand cut off. And there's also one about any woman that was defiled to be stoned. I mean, it's just dumb. And it hasn't changed, and it won't change, because that's how it's written. The Bible was not written to the benefit of relationship. And it says, well, a man must be dominant, a woman must be submissive, whatever. No, it doesn't need to have that. I used to think it did. There's so much I used to think had to be there. And then I questioned more of it, and I started researching more of it, and I learned so much differently. So what I learned is that you have to be whole. You have to be willing to do things for yourself because you like to be happy. Go do events. Go do hobbies, sports, whatever, for you, not for the other person. And the other person has to be able to do the same thing. And then you come back to each other. If this person is looking at other women, for instance, or if you are looking at other men, then, you know, there is no wholeness there. Because you are whole when you are absent of those things. Does that make sense? So this isn't about you particularly or specifically or based on anything you wrote. This is just something that I am talking about in general, something that I've learned. So you said, P.S., I know my initial message probably seems weird. I don't have that happen too often. However, when it does, I'm very, very uncomfortable to do that, as I'm not a confrontational person like that. So I'm sorry, but I try and obey when that happens. It's always a little awkward, but like I said, just obeying. So, not to take this wrong, but I almost find it insulting. And I think you're a great person, because I have been watching your YouTube videos a little bit, and I don't think you have bad intent at all. I really don't. I think you're a very good person. I think you're being taken advantage of by a religious god that has been implanted in your mind to be real that isn't. And he's telling you to do things based on your emotions, of which you think you would never normally do. So if you think that you wouldn't normally do these things, absent a god, what does that say? That it only takes a god to tell you to do things that you should otherwise normally do, or that you would otherwise normally do? I think you're a good person. I think you need to practice doing some of these things because you want to do them. And confrontation is fine. Know your information. Stay away from ad hominems. You know, I don't try to put people down when I talk about the information. Sometimes it does come out sounding like that because you do have to address the person. You know, it's just part of conversation. But I try to stay away from, well, you can't possibly know that because you're stupid. That's an ad hominem. You know, or I, you know, try to stay away from straw man things, which a lot of people think a straw man argument is when you just disagree with them, in which case I get called a reprobate. And that's where you actually do disagree with certain beliefs and all that stuff. But anyways. So I think you can confront. I think it's good to have a discussion. There are a lot of people that don't want to have the discussion. They don't want to talk about it. They just want to believe what they believe and have a bunch of people believe or agree with them rather than discussing what may not be agreeable. And I find a lot of this on my Facebook page, and you can check it out. I have a ton of discussions. I am working on it. I mean, this is new for me too. I did this back in August. It took me 1 month to prove to myself that nothing was there to believe in. Nothing original. There was no information or evidence that originally suggests that we have to believe in this God, and that's why. Now everyone goes, well, everyone else believes this, so why isn't it true? Because it's just belief. It's not based on anything, and that's called groupthink. And that's something you can read about in 1984 by George Orwell, one of my favorite books. So I guess you could say, if God was really a God, and I can attribute this to him, he is trying to get me to really find the proof of him, or to find none. That he isn't real. That's what proof I have found. If God is real, he wanted me to find proof he is not real, right? That's how you can attribute things to something that isn't there. You make all these loopholes and it works. That's what I will do, probably an honest review of your page, or at least try to find some videos. And I don't want this to be an attack to you at all, because that's not how I intend it. Actually, I hope it'll promote your page a little bit. And you know, this conversation or contact that we have with each other will be beneficial. You know, maybe it's fate. I'm just kidding. I don't believe in fate. But again, maybe it can benefit. And I think you can benefit from a lot of things depending on, no matter who you meet. And there's no fate or universe that brings everybody inside, but I used to think that as well, that the universe has methods of bringing people together. Another thing you can look up is schema patterns, S-C-H-E-M-A, schema patterns. And this is something that if I said the word bee, B-E-E, like the insect, just saying that word, just wait and see how many times you start to see a bee show up in your life because I've said it, not because of anything else. So I have planted the seed of the bee. Wait to hear your response. So Christina, thank you for your email. I do appreciate it, and I think it gave me really something interesting to talk about. I've been thinking about it all weekend. I'm like, man, should I do this or shouldn't I? And then I just thought, you know what? I'll make it audio. And she likes to do YouTube videos. So if you want to take this audio recording and make it your own, well, not make it your own, but try to not misrepresent me if you can. But if you want to make a response to it through your medium or through a podcast, that'd be awesome. And then I'll make another one in reply. We can just keep going back and forth. It'll be an interesting discussion. So don't be afraid of confrontation. I don't think it's bad. I think it only gets worse when you use ad hominems. So just my little tidbits there. If you guys want to check out her page, it is under Lynn Leahz, L-E-A-H-Z. So it's under Lynn, L-Y-N, Leahz, L-E-A-H-Z. She has 173,000 subscribers and 767 videos. I don't know if I'll be able to watch all your videos in that amount of time because I don't think life is really long enough. Just kidding. But no, I'll look up some of these and I'll actually probably add one here to the show if I get your okay with it. I don't have that many followers at the moment or many listeners, but I have been growing and I hope for it to get to be more. So maybe, you know, that will help out a bit. Other than that, I really appreciate your email and I wish you the best and from here on out. So back on the topic of emails and all the random ones I get in my email inbox that I don't see. That was one from Christina. I have more. There was one from a guy named Mohammed, and he just says he's waving at me. Another guy from Brian that says, no sarcasm, I own this Bible, real deal, Holyfield. Okay. And then I found one from another guy named Adams, and he just says hello with a wink. Creepy as hell. Like, who are you people? Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was weird. But anyways, you can find these emails on your Facebook, and it's like, I didn't know that was possible. So I saw these, and I started seeing things, and I'm like, I saw one from an ex, and I'm just like, why are these things on here? And why don't I get notified of those, or at least a little icon or something that tells me they're there? I feel like I should. So, but I didn't, but that's what it is. Let's talk about what's going on Facebook. I have pages that I troll because I can, and to get people to, I want to incite the same questioning that I went through. So we will read some of the questions here that I get asked. So Terry Shyrock, Hi Adam, just genuinely curious as to the source authority for the definition you've provided here. The term faith, as with any other term, can vary depending on the context in which it is used. As I'm sure you're aware, do you ever utilize it? No, I do not utilize faith because faith does not provide a proof or evidential probability to anything. Now, there is a faith or hope when you, get in your car. You have faith you're not going to get in an accident. I don't have faith in things I don't know, though. I don't have faith that that accident is going to happen regardless if I take precaution or not. That I do not have faith in. I don't have hope in that either. And I don't have faith in any of those things. I thank you for your question. And I think I'm going to end it here today as I can't seem to find the other questions and information offhand right away. But here's what I'm going to do because this segment's already long and adding up to about 40 minutes. I'm going to make another video this week or today addressing some other videos from YouTube just on what they're saying about some of these things so I can sort of explain what I know and what I've learned and see if we can't develop a discussion on it because that's how you learn stuff. That's how you actually learn the truth. It goes through a rigorous testing process whether you ask questions or not, but if you believe in something without asking those questions, all you have done is believed in something that could be easily as false as the day you believed it. Does that make sense? Just as easy as it was to believe could be just as easy to prove it wrong. So it's not a foundation. God said to build it on a solid foundation, right? Build on a solid foundation. Therefore, question it, test it, learn about it. Is it true? Ask the right questions, not just the ones that affirm confirmation bias. But that's what we were supposed to do. So I hope this has helped out a little bit. I hope it's been interesting. I am looking for more discussions on this. If you would like to write in, please do. And I will feature your questions on this podcast, which isn't really a big deal because it's not a big podcast yet. And it's growing. It's just something for fun right now, and I want it to become a career, and Maybe it will be. Maybe if God was real, he would make it happen. I'm just kidding. Sorry for mocking. That really was truly a mock right there. But anyways, I wish you well this week, and I will catch you again in a day or two.